Good morning. You're listening to Morning Edition on KGOU. I'm Kurt Gwartney. Oklahomans like to think they know everything about tornadoes, and the government acts on the public's assumptions. When it comes to severe weather, lives can be at stake. So State Impact's Logan Layden and Joe Wirtz dug into the data to separate some tornado fact from folklore.
Joe, we both grew up in eastern Oklahoma.
McAllister for you, Bartlesville for me.
And it seemed like we were always scrambling to the storm shelter in the evening or at night.
Right.
Bob Roberts, he's the emergency manager for Tulsa Public Schools. He reinforced that idea to me in a recent interview.
Tornadoes tend to hit the eastern part of the state early evening, 6:30, 7 o'clock, 7:30. Doesn't mean they can't happen some other time, but the vast preponderance of them happen in the early evening.
So he said because eastern Oklahoma tornadoes happen in the evening, the district is justified in having just a single storm shelter for the entire school district.
But is that true? Do tornadoes hit eastern Oklahoma later than central or western parts of the state?
Well, I've been combing through the data from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration for weeks now.
Yes, you have.
Well, simply put, no. Historically, and I look back to the 1950s, when you track touchdown times for the last 60 years, they're pretty evenly dispersed geographically.
That's funny because when I talked to the state's emergency manager, Albert Ashwood, he said tornadoes in general happen after school hours across the state.
Right.
That's why his office is focused on getting individuals to build shelters, not schools.
Most of them don't hit during school hours. Most of them time people have actually gone home. So, yeah, we've probably put a little more emphasis on people when they get home, do they have a safe place to go?
Yep, the peak tornado times notion, that's the basis for the state's shelter-in-place policy.
That's the idea that Oklahomans are safer at home.
Right, and that reasoning has also been used by cities and towns to justify shutting down community shelters. I'll let Mike Bauer, the Emergency Management Director of Midwest City, explain.
We think that there's a certain amount of risk when people get in their vehicle, leave their homes, and come to a public shelter.
So Oklahomans should have a shelter at home.
Because tornadoes are most likely to occur when Oklahomans are at home. That's the assumption.
But is it true? Is there a time of day when tornadoes are more likely?
Yes. Ashwood and Bauer are correct. The risk of tornadoes rises dramatically around 3 p.m.
when school starts letting out.
And it peaks from about 4:30 to 8 p.m. So tornadoes are most likely during rush hour and when most Oklahomans are home from work and school.
And finally, mainly from regular people, non-official people, I mean.
Yeah, like your family and friends.
Right. I hear that if you see an EF5 coming,
you better run.
Yeah, you might as well hit the road and try to get away.
Yeah, and that homes, buildings, above ground shelters, these types of things, they can't possibly survive such a powerful storm.
Is the only safe place an underground bunker?
See, now this is the kind of misinformation that drives Ernst Kiesling insane. He's with the National Storm Shelter Association, and he's a professor at the Texas Tech Wind Institute. Here's what he says.
That's just categorically not true. It's an untruth. It's very, very damaging, and I wish we could figure out a way to overcome it. Unfortunately, once an idea is out there, you can't kill the idea.
Safe rooms are just as good as storm shelters?
Yes. Researchers say modern safe rooms built to FEMA standards offer the same protection as underground shelters, and the data back that up. In fact, Kiesling says he doesn't know of anyone who's died in a proper above-ground safe room during a tornado.
Really? So, to sum it all up, the greatest tornado risk is after school hours.
That's right.
And peaks when most people are at home.
Correct.
But eastern Oklahoma's peak tornado time isn't really later in the day than the western parts of the state.
You got it. And in an EF5, underground is not the only option. Modern above-ground safe rooms work just as well as buried shelters.
I see. For State Impact, I'm Logan Layden.
And I'm Joe Wirtz.
State Impact is a collaboration between Oklahoma's public media stations and NPR. For more maps, graphs, and tornado fact-checking from the Reporting Project, click on the News tab. That's online at kgou.org.